America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All right, we are with Dave Bartu, College Football Matrix. Dave, no, I don't want this to go to your head, okay? Is Dave with us?
Yep, I'm here. Nothing's going to my head, dude. It's all good.
Well, just wait.
Give it time.
I've got a text I want to read you, okay?
Is it as good as Buck's letters?
This is from one of our listeners. No, this is better. This is better than Buck's letter that he got the other day from the guy who doesn't understand our drops, and he also doesn't understand that Caitlin Clark is white. It reads, Dave is brilliant. I am humbled every time he explains how he arrives at a criterion that no one has ever pondered. If his passions weren't football, barbecue, and hunting, he'd easily be a billionaire ruling from a roost of power. Dave has what Elon doesn't, the brain and ingenuity to achieve globally manipulated dominance. Now, if that's not flattering,
I don't know what is. That's a great compliment.
Who says I'm not a billionaire already? I do this show for free, man.
You know what's funny about Dave is Dave really is brilliant. I've always thought that about you. The thing that I've always asked Dave, I'm like, Dave, can you not focus on just one? Stop.
There's
focus
too much.
On one idea. One but he can't. He's no. like, that's the whole thing.
He also makes a dynamite barbecue rub. I'm just saying.
He can't focus.
Incredible.
He's got to go shoot an elk.
Yeah.
He doesn't have time for world domination.
No. No, I am trying to focus on the core football stuff because that's where the money's been at, and trying to cut out a lot of other things. But it's, you know, jack of all trades, master of none. I like being me. It's cool.
So I am not one to believe that Oregon is as talented as Ohio State, even though we keep hearing about how great Oregon's players are and how well Dan Lanning and his staff have been recruiting. Can you outline for this game, Ohio State, Oregon, can you outline the talent gap? How wide is it?
I don't think it's that wide. I really don't. I don't get too much into the transfer portal because those guys are still more missed than hit. Everybody seems to focus on teams that are successful with it and overlook the two out of three that aren't successful with transfer guys. So, you know, Oregon gets their share. Ohio State gets their share. We're talking about the number three recruiter, high school recruiter, against the number five high school recruiter. Yeah. So from a talent perspective, I don't think there's much difference there. From a coaching standpoint, I would give a slight edge to Ohio State, but neither head coach has really accomplished that much so far with the talent they've had. Offensive coordinator, Will Stein, 4-star plus, rising star, excellent offensive coordinator. Chip Kelly, top 15 in the country as well. So you got two great offensive coordinators. McCoy, he's been moving up our rankings. Knowles at Ohio State, he had the number one scoring efficiency defense last year. He's got the number two scoring efficiency defense right now. So, you know, it is, I think really what this comes down to is probably just how teams have executed so far and home field advantage. I think Oregon, having this game at home, I think all the pressure is on Oregon in this one. Because you look at the schedule, they don't have a lot of top 25 teams on the schedule. This is one of two on their schedule. They beat Boise. They need this win more than Ohio State, in my opinion. And they're at home. So they're not going to get a better shot at Ohio State this year than right now, even though they're three-point dogs. So, and even with Ohio State, I'd mentioned, they're second in defensive scoring efficiency. Oregon's 18th. Offensive, Ohio State's 4. Oregon's 18. But keep in mind, Ohio State has played Akron and Western Michigan to start the season, two of the worst teams in all of college football. Right, Oregon's played UCLA, who isn't top 100 in anything. They played Oregon State, who doesn't have a top 100 offense. Michigan State, who doesn't have a top 100 offense. I mean, we're in the middle of the season, and I honestly don't know which way this one is going to go because I just don't think we have the sample size to figure it out. To me, I lean the talent, which is Ohio State, and better performance, which is Ohio State, but again, the schedules really haven't given us a whole lot. I think it's just going to be a fantastic matchup.
Yeah, we say that the two best would be, I mean, they have the one common opponent, Michigan State, and the results were about the same. So maybe we look at Iowa and Boise State as the two best teams that they've played.
Right, you know, and Iowa doesn't have the offense. Boise State has a top 10 offense right now, but Boise State has a bottom, it doesn't even have a top 90 defense.
Yeah.
So, you know, you play, it is, and yeah, like you said, common opponent Michigan State, but Michigan State's offensive scoring efficiency is 118. Yeah. They can't score, man. I mean, the game's over at 7-0. So I look at this from the standpoint of I feel that the hungrier team needs to be Oregon here. I really do. Because you look at the schedule going forward, Oregon doesn't have anything left. And don't tell me, oh, they play top 25 Michigan. Michigan doesn't even have a top 70 offense. They don't even have a top 40 defense. Michigan is not going to be top 25 when it counts at the end of the year. Okay, so to me, the hungry team has to be Oregon here simply because the opportunity to build the resume the rest of the season is more in favor of Ohio State. Oregon has to be the more desperate team on Saturday.
But it's essentially a coin flip game.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. I mean, I wouldn't bet on any of this. You know, I was waiting to come on, and Buckley was telling me, you know, 53.5 was the total. He was talking about leaning under. And I'm like, you're so balanced on offense and defense. I don't know which way this one's going to go. Do the defenses show up? You and I can argue they are. Are the offenses going to show up? Will Stein and Chip Kelly, who's betting against that?
Yeah.
Right? It is. I don't think there's a single outcome other than a blowout. Right? I mean, I think we would agree this should be a one possession, one score game. How it gets there, is it 63-60? Is it 20-17? I don't know, but I just don't see this being more than a one possession game unless something wackadoodle happens.
Yeah, that's the beauty of this game, right? That's why this is amazing.
Yeah.
Right there. Is that it's just you know, it's going to come down to things that we can't predict, so let's just sit back and have a beverage and enjoy it. Do you want
exactly.
to talk?
And it still means something.
Yeah. Oh, right? Yeah, for sure.
See, this is playoff seeding. This is a sub-playoff game when you look at the whole schedule. Like I said, for playoff seeding, this is absolute number one. This is so important for Oregon versus Ohio State. I can't understate how important it is for playoff seeding.
Do you want to talk some more? We got one more Seggy. You want to talk some more gambling?
Oh, dude, I got
more
30
gambling.
Different bets sitting in front of me, okay. Including all the games you'd never watch unless you got a sawbuck on it.
Those are my favorites, Dave. Give me some Vandy picks. Let's
We're
go.
Get some hot New Mexico State football talk coming up next. Dave Bartu of The Matrix on The Fan.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.